Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. What are you expecting from God? God said He is about to do a new thing. It's time to open up your heart to receive what God is about to do. Your expectation opens up the window of blessings. Receive it today. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, the real expectation. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 to 19.
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 to 19. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
Expectation is the mother of reception. To receive something new and good, you must be prepared and wait for it. What does it mean to be expectant? It means to have a positive attitude looking forward, and waiting to receive what God is about to do, trusting in His Word. From our Bible text today, God is telling us that He is doing a new thing and we must wait with a heart of expectancy. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 19, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. An expectant heart do not linger on the past." God here in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 says, "Forget the former things." Lingering on the past mars the joy of celebration. So God said, "Forget the former things." Are you still looking at the failures and disappointments of the previous years? Don't do that, for God is saying, "Forget the former things." To really get ready and receive what God is about to do, you must leave the past behind and focus on the future. Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The past is a trap, don't get caught in it. Do you still find yourself living in the past? You must forget the past and look ahead in expectancy of what God is about to do in your life. The book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 12 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." Can you look at what Jesus is doing today? God is always doing something new in our lives, and when we approach each day with expectancy, we open ourselves up to seeing and experiencing the new things He has in store for us. From where we just read in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 12, Apostle Paul was talking about looking forward and concentrating, in expectancy, of the goal ahead. The first thing I want you to remember is that you must concentrate and keep your eyes fixed on what God is about to do if you are to receive it. Expectation is opening up your hands to receive something. You know that thing is about to drop. You heard what God said that He is doing, that it is about to be released, and you must open up your hands to receive it. That is expectation. The next line of our Bible text reads, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" God is assuring you again that He is doing something new. This is different from what you have seen or experienced in the past. Can you see it? Don't you perceive it? It's time to stop being distracted by the former things. A new dawn is here. A new thing is about to spring forth in your life today. Get ready and grab it as it's released. The last line of our text says, "I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." In the most difficult place of your life, God is going to make a way for you, even at the most difficult point. I don't care the kind of country you live in, whether the economy is blooming or dead. I neither mind the home you come from, or who your parents are, But what God is telling me is that, He is going to make a way for you in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. That's the most difficult place. In the midst of the seeming impossibilities, God will do something new in your life and you shall celebrate in Jesus' name. Today, take a moment to reflect on your expectations, and some time to consider what God may be doing in your life. Ask yourself these questions. Can I sense the new thing God is doing in my life? Is there any area of my life where it seems like I am in a wilderness or wasteland? How can I trust that God is making a way for me in this area? Remember that God is always working in our lives and His plans for us are good. As you spend time in reflection and prayer, ask God to reveal His plans for you and to give you the strength and willingness to follow them, in high expectation. Finally, as you go today, be expectant. Anticipate the good things that God has in store for you. Keep your eyes focused and look on the new things He is doing in your life, and be open to the ways He is leading you. Trust that His plans for you are good, and that He is always working for your good. Let's pray. Dear God, we come to you today, help us to approach each day with a heart of expectancy. As we seek your face, help us to trust that you are always doing something new in our lives, and that your plans for us are good. Today, give us strength to be open to new ideas and new possibilities, and guide us in the ways you want us to go. We speak favor, blessings and the peace of God into our days in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 36 and chapter 37. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 14. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.